Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4722.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I think the person that had the most significant influence on me was my dad. Still is my dad. I didn't get to spend a lot of time with him when I was a kid because he was working a lot. But now that I've become an adult, I get to share more of his stories and hear more about what he did. And that really affects the way I see myself and how I see people around me.
What do you aspire to be?
That's a good question. I enjoy working, so I want to be working pretty much my entire life. I'd like to do real estate and eventually invest or become a consultant.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I am considerate, generous. I take a stand when I need to. And oftentimes I would prefer to let life run its course because I feel a lot of lessons can be learned from just watching and observing things.
What types of things make you happy?
Laughing, obviously. I like people. I like dogs. I like riding around on my motorcycle. It's a lot of fun.
What types of things make you sad?
I would say losing someone that I love.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
When I was a kid, I lived in a pretty decent middle class neighborhood. Was surrounded by some rundown houses and things, but my neighborhood was pretty good. I didn't really live near a lot of my friends from school because I went to a different school, which was a few miles away, so I didn't really get to hang out with them a lot. So I lived there, and I got to experience some things that I wouldn't have in other places, and I got to actually meet a lot of different people from a lot of different walks of life, and learn more about them and how. You know, just people in general function, and I feel it was a very unique experience because I got to interact with a lot of these different people, and I didn't really have any biases towards anyone, and to start out with. So I learned a lot from a lot of different cultures. Then I went to college, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do, so I was lost. And then I just went headfirst into learning how to socialize with people, learning how to do a bunch of different things. And I think that's that sort of mentality it helped me out a lot, because now I do that with a lot of different things.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else?
I mean, I'd say that a lot of people are very similar, but I generally take things day to day, and I believe that the universe has balance and that should always be trusted. Because everything will eventually equal out and turn out how it's supposed to.
What do you think that are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
Level-headedness, mostly because those kinds of people are more prone to remove themselves from a situation mentally and think about it, and think about the consequences of different actions and not necessarily react to their emotions immediately to make a decision.
What quality would you like to see flourish, and what would you like to see wither?
I would like to see my ambition flourish and wither my fear of failure.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
I think a jovial nature about life is something that I would like to pass on to my children, primarily because it helps you deal with things. Life is rough sometimes. As my dad said, we were just talking once in the car on the way to college, and kind of had a little bit of a breakdown because I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't really know anyone, so we had a heart-to-heart, and he told me that a lot of life is just learning about how to cope, and I saw the world differently after that, and I saw his actions differently. I saw my mother's actions differently, and it's something I want to pass on to my own children.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I like to spend time with them however I can. I didn't really spend a lot of time with my dad when I was a kid. And my mom was a teacher, so I spent a lot of time with her. I spend time with them however I possibly can because they're the most important relationship I have in my life.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Well, I like playing sports a lot. When I was a kid, I used to climb a lot of trees. There was this one particular tree out in front of my house, and my friends and I would climb it and make believe that we were, I don't know, pirates or something. Just whatever we wanted to do that day, and we'd run around and chase each other with sticks and stuff, and make up stories. And whenever it was summer, there was a house up the street that had a pool, and they emptied their pool a lot. So to have this huge stream come down the gutter, down this huge hill that was in front of my house, and we would build a dam and see how big we could actually get the dam before the water flowed over. So that's a lot of what I did in my childhood, my early childhood.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy?
My favorite book. Well, right now I'm reading Game of Thrones. It's really good. It's really interesting. It's a lot of intrigue, a lot of drama. I'd say that's probably my favorite. I enjoy fiction mostly, nonfiction. Really into well, I was really into history, and I read a lot about Roman history. That was interesting.
What is your favorite word and why?
My favorite word. I think my favorite word at the moment is horrid, because it just sounds cool. It sounds cool to say.
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
Yes, I loved it. It's one of my favorite. It was Layer Cake, and it has Daniel Craig in it, who is my favorite actor by far.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
No, but I have been told that I look like a lot of other people.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's go with getting a motorcycle. That is a physical risk, but it's liberating on a level that you can't find anywhere else. It's like riding a horse, but faster.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you'd like to interview and explain why.
I would like to interview Andrew Carnegie, primarily because he did something that so many people have not, came from nothing and made himself into a mogul. And I'd like to just sit and chat and see, you know, what he did to do that.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
My first experience water skiing was pretty interesting. My friend had trouble getting up, but I got it on the first time, and it was great. Even though I ripped my toenail off, it was awesome, because it kind of taught me that even though you've never done something before, you can do it, but don't try and get fancy, because I tried to hold on to the bar in front of me with one hand, and that's I face planted, and I ripped my toenail off. So, you know, you should definitely go into something with confidence, but not too much, because you don't want to do that.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
The most recent risk that I took that I feel was the right thing to do was involved my most recent girlfriend. I'd had the opportunity to join a few clubs that actually mixed with the club that she was a part of during college, and I'd consider those, but I'd never actually taken that chance with any one of those, and I took a different path. I joined a different club that I wasn't able to interact with her, so our paths were essentially parallel. And I'd actually been introduced to her once through a friend of mine, and had the opportunity to see her again, but I didn't. I don't remember what I was doing, but I didn't take that chance. And then I met her again this summer at a summer camp I worked at, and I had 2 weeks left. And she'd work there. She was going to work there the entire summer, but I had 2 weeks left, and for whatever reason, I just started talking to her, and she turned out to be one of the most amazing women I've ever met. And I never would have actually gotten to know her at all on any level if I'd not done that, and I'm really glad I did.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I don't know. Actually, I do not know.
What is your approach to life?
Keep breathing.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
That's been recently, definitely. I just graduated from college, going out into the real world. I was lucky because my parents, you know, they helped me out through college, so I didn't really have any debt afterwards, I was incredibly fortunate for that. But you know, just finding a place to live, finding a job, finding things to do. And not really having any direction is the hardest thing that I've had to experience, because my major didn't necessarily, it prepared me for argumentation and analysis, but not, it didn't really have any practical skill besides that. It's difficult because I didn't really think about where I was going before I graduated. So recently I've really had to do that, and it's kind of shown me what I can and can't do. It's given me a lot of confidence in I'm surviving and you know, trusting myself and trusting that things will turn out the way they should, as long as, you know, I work hard and I keep my head down and I just keep moving.
Who is your favorite actor?
Daniel Craig.
What is your favorite dinner?
Favorite dinner? Ooh, that's a tricky question. I cook a lot and I like a lot of different dishes. I think one of my favorite was this salmon dish that had like a brown sugar citrus sauce on it. I didn't have any brown sugar, so I had to make do with molasses and sugar and some other things that made it really good. But I'd have to say that with on a bed of rice with vegetables.
What is your favorite board game when you were a kid?
Risk. It was fun because it was basically moving armies around the board, and it was I got to play it with my parents.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
I think when I was a kid, I did this thing called roller mushing, which was basically where I put roller blades on my feet, and of course I was fully protected, helmet, guards, and everything. And then I had my dog, and I wrapped the leash around my hands and let it run and take me wherever it wanted to go. I did that quite a bit, and then I had a pretty bad accident. But, you know, I had my helmet on.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Wake up, and then most recently I've tried to do 50 push-ups every morning, 50 sit-ups every morning, just so I can get my blood flowing. Might throw a run in there every now and then, but that's what I do.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
I was kind of a fan of Wolverine, primarily, well, partially because he had some crazy chops, but also he had really cool blades that came out of his hands, and he could heal himself from anything, which means that he could live forever, which is pretty cool in terms of how much you can experience.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Ooh, that's a long one. So I think I'd kind of planned this out once. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it basically started out, go to pick her up, not necessarily flowers and candy, but you know, pick her up, take her on a little bit of a drive, you know, enjoy the scenery, go do some fun stuff, go do some more fun stuff, go eat, go do some more fun stuff, and then watch the sunset.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Someone I can trust, someone I can count on. She's gotta have a good heart. She has to be ambitious. Basically, just a well-rounded human being, and someone that I can care for. And pretty much that would do the same for me and support me, and I would support her.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
There are a few reasons. One, it was a little extra cash. Two, free medical testing. And the thing that really made me consider it was my old girlfriend was actually a donor baby, and she told me about that, and it was interesting. I guess that's something I hadn't really thought about, you know, exactly why I did it, but it was something that kind of pushed me to try it.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4722.